Okay, we're on to our final one for the day, and I want to remind everyone, Amy's going to talk about it in this next one. We do have an event after this, so make sure we see you there. Have a good time. So the next panel is going to be Lawyers Who Produce, the Film and Television Edition. And our moderator here is our conference chair. Is that the right title? Chairperson? She's in charge of the conference. We'll put it that way. Amy Mitchell. She's a transactional lawyer based here in Austin, practices entertainment law, focusing on music, television, and film law issues. And we're going to talk about some of those issues on the panel today. She also is very active in the communities like this. She is has always been a staple of this section, a former chair of this section, and also she successfully spearheaded efforts to charter the entertainment law section for the Austin Bar Association. She's done a lot of other cool stuff, but we need to get on with the program because it's a 45-minute panel. So I'm going to invite Amy up here, and then she'll introduce the other people joining her.
Everyone, last panel of the day. We can make it through. There's not much. We don't have many slides. I hate to break it to you, but we don't.
But so you can see them.
Yes. Okay. All right. So both of my panelists today have worked full time as Texas lawyers, but now make a living primarily as film producers. Lisa. I'm guessing you can figure out which one is Lisa, is based in Dallas and works for the full-service creative studio Camp Lucky, where she's the head of their newly launched long-form content division. Her work has been selected for screening at South by Southwest, Tribeca, Toronto, and Telluride, among others. Before transitioning to the film industry, Lisa earned her law degree from SMU and had a long-standing career as an IP attorney at Haynes and Boone, practicing primarily in the areas of trademark and copyright law. Duncan is based here in Austin and is a co-founder of High Frequency Entertainment, which has produced or financed more than half a dozen feature films to date. He earned his bachelor's degree from UT Austin and his law degree from SMU. His professional experience, I did some research on you, I didn't tell you. his professional experience prior to working in the film industry ranges from campaign manager for a senator's bid to U.S. Congress to working on creation of an internet startup to a federal clerkship. So I'm so thankful to both of you for being here today and agreeing to talk to our audience about your journey, why you left the practice of law, and how your legal training has helped or maybe hurt you in the motion picture industry. So I'd like to figure out the clicker. It did not advance. Okay. This is what you will see for almost the entire presentation. So Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about Camp Lucky and kind of your current role at the studio?
Sure. First, I just wanted to thank you all for coming. This is exciting for me because I have not been in a room with this many lawyers in a very long time. So, you know, looking forward to the mixer later. I am a producer with a creative agency based in Dallas called Camp Lucky. We are a production company, a post house, and a studio space. We even have an XR stage, a volume stage. If you don't know what that is, I can explain later, because that's a whole other conversation, but it's very cool. So we have been around for about 30 years, primarily in the commercial space. But over the last 5 or so years before I joined, we had been doing some film and television work, primarily as a production services vendor, post house vendor. But then they brought me on about a year and a half ago to really build out that vertical as a separate business line and to start developing our own film and television work as well. So that is my new task, is to just build a whole new vertical within a 30-year standing production company and post house.
I mean, it's so new that I think when we first had our conversation, there wasn't even a long-form part of the website up.
Correct. Yes. It just launched, like, last week. So now if you go to our website,
ELI,
my existence is validated on our website, finally.
I was suspicious before. So prior to becoming a film producer, you worked as, you said, primarily a trademark lawyer at Haynes & Boone. Can you tell us a bit kind of like about that type of work?